This recording, Jalisco 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt distressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born here in the United States of America, but I grew up in Mexico. I studied elementary school here and in Mexico. My father is from Guadalajara, Jalisco. My mother is from Mexicali, Baja California, just right here over the border. Something I'm passionate about now that you mention is, helping Latinos and Chicanos. I really appreciate the movement, the Chicano movement. I like that. I think it's very important, especially the youth, that they make that an important issue, that they can go over and help the community and give back to the community that gave them, even though a lot of times it's not as much as they would have liked, but still returning that to the community. I think that that's very important. I appreciate that from the students and also from the people, everybody who considers themselves Chicano, and say that I feel proud to say that also, that I consider myself Chicano as well. I think that it would be nice if more Latinos would come together as other ethnic groups, get together and they make things happen and help each other out. And we lack sometimes that unity, that solidarity that other groups have. And I would like to see that for ourselves to grow, to better ourselves as a community and also as a society. When he goes to Mexico to film, at least that's what I heard when I was in Mexico, that he does a lot to help the people there. And he seems to like it. He considers himself a second citizen of Mexico. And I think that the Mexicans appreciate it. I don't know politically how much he really does, but I think it's nice that he says it. He says it openly. It's not something that he keeps, to himself. So even though whether he's good or bad, it looks good, and that makes the people feel good also. So that's a good thing.